Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
So, Jess, overnight, Apple have been at it again.
They've been at it again, and they've done very, very, very well. I think when you look back on the story of Apple, what they unveiled last night is going to be an important date in their history, because it shows, I suppose, them fully embracing with open arms the new types of AI. We're also seeing significant shifts to the operating system. So iOS 18 will be out later this year. And with it are going to come a whole host of really exciting updates. I was like a child watching this last night. I haven't felt that kind of buzz about an Apple event since the Steve Jobs
days. They've co-opted AI to become Apple intelligence.
Of course they did, because they've got Notions. But yeah, so it's going to be ingrained in every element of the phone. So here's a brilliant example of it, and a very practical example of it. You know the way I don't drive and I'm useless? Say if I'm coming home from a trip abroad and I text you saying, Pat, I'm landing from Lisbon on the Aer Lingus flight this afternoon. We'll go there. Will you pick me up? You'll be able to ask your intelligent assistant what time my flight lands at. You'll be able to say, where did she say she wants to go for lunch? And how long will it take me to get there? You can do this by talking to the phone.
You mean one question?
One question. And the smart assistant will say, OK, well, you are in Dublin 2 at the moment. It'll take you X amount of time to get to the airport. The restaurant you wanted to go to was 25 minutes from the airport. But also remember that she's vegan. So you need to remind the restaurant of that.
And if I say who's paying, what will she say?
Pat. She knows. She knows. But it's going to be ingrained in so much of your messages that it'll understand to search through our text history. And it'll understand that my flight is the flight from Lisbon and so on.
The P word, privacy. What about that?
This is a big concern, and the ever helpful Elon Musk expressed those concerns on his platform X last night. Now, Apple has always said it's a privacy first company. They are very protective around the encryption on the devices, ensuring that things are locked down. So there is an element of trust here. The device and the way the application will work will all be contained within your device. It's not going to be sending stuff back in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so it interrogates your device, but doesn't copy anything.
It's all encrypted into the one device. So I actually think it's very exciting. One thing that people were super buzzed about was the ability to tap two iPhones together. So again, say by some miracle, if I ended up paying for the lunch and you have an iPhone and I have an iPhone and you want to give me 50 quid towards it, you can just tap your phone against my phone and I'll get the 50 quid.
So via what? Revolut or?
No, Apple Wallet.
Apple Wallet.
So they're trying to snake people away from Revolut and Venmo and those other apps into Apple Wallet.
And what happens if you and I don't know each other and we're brushing against each other in the London Underground?
Yeah.
And you rob me?
No, so there will be levels of encryption. Anyone who has an iPhone knows that at the moment, in order to use your Apple Pay, you have to double click the home button, show your face, and then transfer. So there will be protection steps to it. But as I said, I cannot wait. There's also one thing that I think you'd really like as well. They unveiled a feature. If you've got your Apple AirPods in and a call comes in and Siri is telling you he's on the phone, you can simply shake your head to reject the call. I love the shade.
Okay, that sounds like a useful attribute. Any new hardware, by the way?
Not at this one. This is the developers conference. This is all about software, the iOS. We are expecting devices, as always, around September. We'll get the new iPhones. I can't wait to see if they bother doing anything Notions with the iPhone. We're definitely going to get an upgrade, a significant upgrade to the Apple Watch, because Apple Watch is 10 this year. So that'll be a big hoo-ha. But it's all going to be about the software.
Now, I presume you won't be able to upgrade your existing Apple phone to cater for all this AI.
You will, yeah. So it's the software update. So iOS 18, when that comes out later this year, you'll be able to upgrade.
And how much of your phone's memory will that
occupy?
Well,
that is the question. I think if you have, say, an iPhone 13, 14 or 15, you'll be laughing. If you've got one of the older phones, it may struggle.
We have a number of Apple questions. I have an iPhone SE for over 6 years. It's on its last legs, and with the new updates, I'm afraid it's going to be obsolete. Which iPhone would you recommend? I don't have a big budget, so the latest one is ruled out. All I want is a really good camera and decent storage. I mainly use my phone for reading news, streaming radio on Spotify, and taking pictures.
Okay, great news is that you have so many options because of refurbished devices. So you can go to online stores like swappy.ie or mintplus.ie and you can get a refurbished iPhone that will come with a 1-year warranty And that will give you access to, say, an iPhone 13, which there's not a massive difference in terms of the spec and the camera of the 13 and the 15, which is the latest one. So I would absolutely go and have a look. I wouldn't probably at this stage get anything older than a 13, but on those refurbished websites, you'll do very well.
My partner's father has died and the family cannot access either his Apple phone or non-Apple laptop, have neither phone PIN nor the laptop password to access email and to understand and cancel subscriptions. What can the family do?
Yeah, I'm firstly very sorry to hear that. If you want, you can email me the details to techtalk@newstalk.com of the Apple account. And what I'll do is I will try and pass you on to somebody in Apple who may be able to help. In terms of the laptop, it is very difficult. This is something that we've spoken about on the station before, of creating a digital will so that your digital accounts get passed on to somebody else. In terms of the subscriptions, it may be worth getting onto the bank and just seeing if they can cancel it on their end in the short term, just so the money isn't continuing to come out of the account.
Another Apple question. I have an iPhone 13 mini. Since the last update, I've discovered that I can't purchase tickets on Ticketmaster or make a payment online for MotorTax. These are just the two I've discovered so far. The phone is running the latest version, but it's driving me mad. Also getting a CAPTCHA every time I try to browse using Siri, and it's saying my IP address is i.cork when I'm in Dublin. Any help would be gratefully received. The CAPTCHA things are where you have to identify how many buses do you see in this.
Prove that you're not a robot.
Yeah.
I was doing one last week and it nearly drove me demented. I just walked away from what I was trying to buy because I couldn't. It was just very infuriating. In terms of this, my first question is this a work device? Because if it's a work device, there may be some software that stops transactions on certain websites for cybersecurity reasons. That's one thing to check. Also, with your IP address being set in Cork, obviously, if you're based in Dublin, that shouldn't be the case. So I wonder, can you go in to your settings on your phone, go in and just ensure that all of your details, so whether it is your air code or your postcode or whatever it might be, is up to date. If that doesn't work, what I'd recommend you do is back everything up to the cloud, wipe the device and reset it to factory settings.
Jim in Holt's been on. He says, tell Jess I downloaded iOS 18 this morning. Absolutely love it. iPhone is running better than ever.
Yeah, so that's the beta version.
And it's an iPhone 12.
Yeah, so that's the beta version. Okay, so it's good to know that it runs on a 12. I wouldn't be recommending that people download it unless you're very tech savvy at the moment, because the beta version is usually where they work bugs out and so on. So hold your horses for a little while yet, unless you are a proper tech nerd.
Until it's debugged. Okay, Jess, thank you very much for joining us.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.